Well, what are your thoughts on boasting? There are many verses in the Bible that describe how bad boasting is and how boasting and pride are the complete opposite of what God wants in us. He is looking for meekness and humility. Well, we know there's many verses, but in Proverbs 27, verse 1 in the ESV version, says, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring." That's also mentioned in James chapter 4. But is it ever okay to boast? Well, yes, it is. If you want to turn to 1 Corinthians 1, verse 31, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 31, Paul mentions a time when we can boast. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 31, I'm going to read from the ESV version. Translation, and it says, "As it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord." Well, today we will explore 1 Corinthians 1, verse 31 to recognize that boasting in the Lord is not about who you are, it's about who God is. Well, first, let's look at the definition. The Strong's definition of the word boast in this verse means glory, boast, joy, or rejoice. And the New King James translation, if you read the verse in NKJV translation, it says glory, but boasting is closer to how we would understand it and use the word today. The Oxford Dictionary defines boast to talk with excessive pride and self-satisfaction about one's achievements, possessions, or abilities. This verse has been used wrongly in the Word of Faith movement, sometimes called the Prosperity Gospel, and this movement promotes using faith as a force, like power, to speak or pray what you want into existence, such as blessings, money, or healings. And then in that case, if what you ask for doesn't happen, then that means your faith force power is not strong enough, or you are cursed in some way. The Pharisees had a similar mindset where if you were prosperous and wealthy, then you were deemed closer to God. And this sets up a false perception of who God is, and we should not mirror this behavior. It can lead to discouragement and frustration with yourself and with God. God does not promise that faithful believers will only ever have wealth and prosperity and good health in this physical life. So let's examine the context of this verse to gain a better understanding of the meaning. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, if we go back a bit, Paul is addressing contentions and divisions within the church where people are saying they're a follower of one person or another. And he mentions that the wise and the strong of this world have a hard time accepting the message of Christ crucified, and not many of them are called. So if we look at verse 26, Paul says here, "For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called." Well, you were not called because you are particularly wise or strong or prominent in this world. God called you to show his power in you to put to shame the wise. Well, why is that? So if you look at verse 29. Here it says that no flesh should glory or boast in his presence, but of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. And as I mentioned, the ESV translation says boasts instead of glory. So it is not by our might or power that we can or should boast, that we have achieved great things on our own. It is because of the union of living in Christ and Christ living in us that we can boast about his wisdom, his strength, and his righteousness. So if you boast in the Lord, how do you boast in the right way? Well, 1 Corinthians 1 verse 31 is actually a quote that comes from Jeremiah 9 verse 24. So let's turn back to Jeremiah 9 verse 24 and we can read that. We can actually start in verse 23. Jeremiah 9, verse 23 says, "Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches." Well, you may have noticed that these are the same attributes that Paul mentioned in 1 Corinthians: wise, mighty, and noble. In verse 24, Jeremiah continues, "But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord." So boasting in the Lord is sharing and speaking of the Lord's wonderful attributes and of his loving kindness, his judgment, his righteousness. Understanding this concept helps you understand and know God and what brings God joy. These are the three attributes also mentioned throughout the Bible, and I'll draw your attention to what Jesus said in Matthew 23, verse 23, where he mentions the weightier matters of the law are justice, mercy, and faith. They are weightier because they have great importance as the attributes of God, and also what he seeks in us. Another key scripture is Micah 6, 8, which says, "He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." So when we know and live the way that God requires of us, we can understand and know who God is, and this delights him. So as we continue to walk and grow in understanding, there will be more occasions to boast of God's attributes, how great is his mercy, how perfect are his judgments, how wonderful is his righteousness. And there is a great example recorded for us in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, where Paul asked God to remove the thorn in his flesh three times. But God redirected him back to focusing on his grace and his power. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9 says, "And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." So if it was true that being close to God meant prosperity and good health, then Paul would have been one of the healthiest, wealthiest people around at that time. When we recognize our own weaknesses and limitations, then we are able to boast about God's power and what he can do. Besides Paul, we also see that other leaders in the faith, like Timothy, who had health issues, Epaphroditus, who almost died from being sick, and all of the original apostles except one died a martyr's death. So why? Why did they go through these trials to serve God and his people? And why do you do it today? Well, in 1 Peter, Peter wrote about a future inheritance that is made possible by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, an inheritance that is not physical or can be destroyed or taken away. It is an inheritance in heaven, reserved and waiting for you to receive it. And that is what we look forward to as well. And Peter continues this thought in verse 6. If you look at 1 Peter 1, verse 6, it says, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ." So in contrast to the prosperity gospel that says if you go through trials, it means you lack faith, Peter says here that because you have faith, you will go through trials. Your faith will be tested and refined through those trials because your reward is not in the physical things in this life. It is when Christ returns and you are a part of God's family for all eternity. So it's not because of us and who we are. It's all about God. And we can boast about him and his wonderful plan for mankind. So in conclusion, there are a lot of verses that condemn being boastful and prideful about ourselves and our personal achievements. However, as we reviewed in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 31, we found that we can boast in the Lord and boast of the Lord's great attributes. Jeremiah highlighted specific attributes of God's loving kindness, his judgments, and his righteousness. These attributes are also what God requires of us and how we should humbly walk with God every day. Whether life is going well or you are going through severe trials, in everything you do, give glory to God. And let the one who boasts boast in the Lord.